medical report. And, of course, we are going to be joined shortly with Mark Gaffney, who will be available for just a half an hour today. And our board op is connecting up very shortly. Mark, of course, is the author of the 9/11 mystery plane. He has a Ranger update that we're going to be talking about today, and hopefully we'll track him down to do some future shows. He's got another commitment right afterwards, so we can't have him for the full hour. Hey, Mark, you've done authored a number of books regarding 9/11, and I consider you one of the premier investigative people, including with FOIA investigation requests. Listen to the books that you've done and the recent investigations and why you brought out this latest book on 9/11.
Dr. Deagle, this is a second edition, an updated and expanded book. I just kept, continued the research that I had started with the earlier books. And the first book about the 9/11 mystery plane just grew into a second book. And then I've just continued to update and expand the second book. So that's what's
was
coming
the
out
book
here.
The same title or a different title?
Same title, Black 9/11.
Black 9/11. Now, you have discovered, and we've corroborated, major issues that deal not only with 9/11 as a terrorist activity that was self-inflicted, but also the financial side of what's going on here, which is very dark. And also the fact that there was some direct coordination of this so-called self-inflicted attack with a modus to actually promulgate a war. I'd like you to kind of hit the high points, and then we'll move on to the new investigations you've done and what are the key points of this new book that people absolutely must get, especially before 9/11, which is next month.
Well, the second edition will include an expanded, updated presentation of the evidence for insider trading in the days before 9/11.
Right.
So, yeah, that's part of this second edition.
Right. And of course, we've discovered, and you corroborated, that the Blackstone Group double insured the buildings through Mr. Silverstein and the Manhattan Jewish Mafia. And the Blackstone Group double insured them, which is very unusual, used that money for the Aria Complex in Las Vegas. So when people fly to Las Vegas and see this fabulous set of buildings in downtown Las Vegas, they should realize this is a consequence of the illegal money and insurance schemes that were going on at 9/11.
Well, yes. I mean, all these connections are so fishy that it's just total malfeasance that the 9/11 Commission did not even look at them. I mean, Larry Silverstein bought a double insurance package just weeks before 9/11, insured the buildings against terrorism, and then afterwards collected, I think, around $5 billion.
Right.
I mean, that's
you've
got to follow the money here.
Yeah, it's really, you follow the money. Also, Dov Zakheim, in the sector of the Pentagon, lost all the documents that they were going to do an audit of the Pentagon, and $2.3 trillion, with a T, dollars disappeared. It's still not accounted for.
Yes. Can you hang on just 1 second? I'm getting I have to do an audio-visual. Just a quick check here on the Skype for the next interview. This guy's just checking in with me. Can you wait just one moment?
Sure, okay. I'll just summarize what we're talking about here.
Okay, go ahead, Doc. I'll be right back.
Go ahead and check your Skype. What we're talking about is there was a coordinating plane in the air over the 9/11 area of eastern United States. We have, it's called 9/11 mystery plane, which is why we talk about this specific thing. You have more evidence about the Shanksville plane disaster, which, by the way, the hit on that plane was coordinated by a Canadian Air Force commander who was working at NORAD at the time. The orders to strike the planes, of course, including Norm Mineta, who was actually in the bunker with Mr. Dick Cheney, his title in the White House, because he was the most powerful vice president probably in American history. He had a huge staff, not just a vestigial staff. And the military officer asked, and this is in the presence of Mr. Mineta, whether or not they were going to hit the plane that was heading toward the Pentagon. There was no plane hitting the Pentagon. It was a missile. There were plane parts inside that sector of the building after it was renovated by the British company with Kevlar windows and titanium alloyed girders in that sector of the building. And it was the same sector where an entire area had plane parts laying on the floor for 2 months beforehand. We've interviewed people that have actually worked in the Pentagon. That sector also was the sector where the documents for the audit of the Pentagon were placed, and of course they were destroyed. We also know that 9/11, that prior to the strike on the buildings, which by the way was a nuclear demolition, along with RDX to cut the outside joists of the building, so 40% of the mass of the building wasn't even in the debris pile. It was turned into atomic vapor by the effect of nukes, hitting paramagnetic materials like concrete, which is a paracrystalline liquid, people, anything else paramagnetic like aluminum, were turned to an atomic vapor and blown away. So we have a lot of things to consider here. And we have to also consider that the government is capable, the dark side of the government is capable of a self-inflicted wound of 3,000 plus people. But we've estimated that the people that were exposed to the toxic debris afterward, that at least 40,000 died prematurely due to the rescue workers and the people living in lower Manhattan. It also doubled the levels worldwide of dioxins and dibenzofurans because there was 5,000 tons in each building of old step-down transformer fluid that contained all these dioxins and dibenzofurans that blocked the conversion of folic acid through 5-methylfolate reductase, which is a form, believe it or not, of like 5-fluorouracil, a chemotherapy agent used for decades. So literally they put the world on chemo. Mark, are you back?
Doctor, I'm still trying to get an audiovisual confirmation with this other guy. I'm just not familiar with the Skype technology. That's what's hanging me up.
We're going to have a break here in a minute anyway. We'll have a break in about 12 minutes, so you'll have 3 or 4 minutes to play around with that. What I want to do is focus on this, and I also want to get you back to do a number of shows, because between now and 9/11 and afterward, we need to expose it. I present my findings in 2007 at the 9/11 conference in Vancouver, Canada, which is the biggest one I was at. I have ever been at. And there were 40 anomalies that proved that this was a controlled demolition. But the financial side, which you've investigated, and the side regarding the controlled planes and so on, I'd like you to expand on what you've discovered as far as new data compared to the first 9/11 mystery plane book and Black 9/11. Can you give us a few hints about what's in this new book? Mark?
I missed the question again.
Can you give us a couple of hints what's in the new book compared to the previous books? For example, the high points you mentioned is there was a 9/11 mystery plane above the areas, and there was no explanation in the so-called 9/11 investigation of what this mystery plane was. It was a coordinating plane for all of these things. I happen to know...
Well, we just don't know, Doctor. We don't know what the plane was doing there, but we do know it was there, okay?
Let me fill you in on a couple of details since we talked last. I knew personally the missile command officer for NORAD, Colonel Lynn Wills. I also knew other people in U.S. Space Command. And the fact is these types of planes were used for coordinating not only other kinds of munitions like missiles, but also being a command and control center that's separate from the command and control towers that you see, for example, at airports and other centers that NORAD would use. So it's basically like a flight path control system that can control munitions as well as air flight. They put false icons on the screens, and I actually know the guys that are actually talking about doing this at NORAD and U.S. Space Command. And when I met 6 months before 9/11 on March of 2001, I met with the FBI and CDC directors because I was involved as a point man under Reserve Admiral John Hughes. In Colorado on Operation Top Off and Dark Winter that were radiological and biological terrorism. And I was the point man, worked with hazmat officers and federal agents, special agents, doing a war game simulation of this. So it's my conclusion that this was a coordinating command and control aircraft that was monitoring the real icons rather than the false ones that were placed on there as a war game. Because people need to realize that Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden, dying of renal failure, supposedly in the cave in Afghanistan when the previous month he was at the hospital in Qatar, cleared the entire floor, the dialysis floor of this American hospital, for his apparently dialysis session. And the La Presse actually reported this in their news. So that's my conclusion, is that this was a coordinating plane because the entire thing was a war game.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes. Please continue. I can hear you, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'm still, you know, I'm not fluent with this Skype technology, Doctor, and I'm having problems.
I can hear you really well. I don't know if you're, are you on Skype right now or just on phone?
I'm just trying to get a confirmation with this other guy I'm supposed to
Oh, no, don't worry about that. You'll have 4 minutes here in about 10 minutes. Don't worry about it. You'll have plenty of time. Because I want to ask you these tough questions. What did you find in your research since the last book, Black 9/11, that is so critical in this new book? What are the key issues that you talked about? And then you'll expand, of course, in the book when people get it.
Well, we have a I'm going to have a breakthrough analysis about Flight 93 in the new book, in the second edition.
Flight 93, the one in Shanksville, right?
Yes, the fourth plane that went down in Shanksville. You know, this happened in 2014. My understanding matured about 2014, and the key to understanding what happened in Shanksville is the controversy over the flight, over the crash time of that aircraft.
Right. And you're the one to bring that up because you actually have really good record analysis of that. Go ahead.
Well, they announced the crash time at 10:06, and then based on the flight data recorder, they changed it to 10:03. But we had a seismic signal at 10:06, and what was that all about? The 9/11 Commission just walked away from it.
Right.
They walked away from that evidence, and I should tell you that a good chunk of the 9/11 truth movement has also just turned its back on it. But this is something
that
I investigate.
Why do you think the 9/11 so-called truthers have turned their back? Were there particular individuals that were steering the information toward a specific conclusion?
Everybody's got their own agenda. You know, these 9/11 truthers, they're not open-minded people. They have their own silly agendas about what happened that day, and they're not open to new information. That's the problem. I've been up against this for years.
Right, but also there's particular individuals that actually try to steer towards specific conclusions. For example, they don't talk about the dancing Israelis. They don't talk about them coming back to Israel with videotapes. They don't talk about the coordination with Mossad Nuclear Division, which is an arm of the CIA. They don't talk about the contract with Saudi so-called pilots were on the list when many of these pilots were flying from not only Saudi Arabia and Qatar, but also from Morocco, and were flying years after 9/11. So these facts are incontrovertible, and they're really damaging to the idea that they did a thorough investigation.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a whole other show talking about the dancing Israelis. You know, I did a paper on this in very detail based on the FBI report that has never been covered by the U.S. media.
Right.
So this is a can of worms that, you know, we could spend an hour on.
Don't worry, we're going to open every can of worms of this in exquisite and painful detail because we don't want another 9/11-like event that's even bigger. What are the key issues that you brought in this book that are updates to people besides the 9/11 Shanksville disaster, dealing with the Pentagon or 9/11 or anything else or the financial side that you found that are particularly, paining? They're issues that are really serious issues that if we don't deal with them, for example, we didn't deal with Oklahoma City, which is why we got 9/11. If we don't thoroughly investigate and deal with the truth of 9/11, we're going to have something geometrically bigger and nastier. So, Mark, what are key issues did you bring out in this book that were not in the others?
Hang on a sec. Yes, I can hear you. We're finally connected here. Let me just go back and finish this other interview, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, Doctor, I'm with you now. I'm sorry. I'm trying to handle these, trying to get up to speed with this Skype technology, and
I understand that. But you'll have time in 6 minutes. Go ahead. So tell me what did you find in between your research? We had you on about a year or so ago, specifically about 9/11, about the financial side, about anything else that needs to be opened up. And we probably should have a new 9/11 commission, shouldn't we?
Well, what we need is a grand jury. This is what I've been calling for, a grand jury investigation. But, you know, well, where are the attorneys? Where are the lawyers who have the guts to do this? You know, I have yet to meet one. I mean, you get all these liberal attorneys in this country, and they're spineless. We need one of them to have the gumption to actually do this.
The legal organization that forced Hillary to provide her documents, written response to her emails, are there. There's good attorneys. I know that. Okay, so I can help you coordinate that. What did you find specifically that's in this book compared to the previous?
Well, this book will include a chapter about the National Reconnaissance Office drill and shutdown on the morning of 9/11, and my appeal, which is now pending to the National Security Agency for the release of infrared satellite data, which could, provide a whole new level of documentation showing that the official story is false.
Right. For example, it would show information about the type of cruise missile that was used to strike the Pentagon. It would show the flight path, because there's some very good evidence I have from inside in the military that the aircraft that struck the towers, and there's idiots out there that think that they were kind of visually created like holograms. They're real aircraft. The only way they could have struck the tower, because I took care of pilots out of, I was one of the doctors for several years at Air Force Academy, the Top Gun pilots, and I can tell you from my contacts, the only way is they had to have a beacon, a radio beacon inside the towers. The actual description of the aircraft were E-10s, and I tracked it down to find out the E-10s were refurbished with Global Hawk Systems in Fort Collins, Colorado, before 9/11. So these aircraft were, if we had flight data or satellite data, we would actually see that the aircraft that were supposedly American Airlines aircraft that went into the towers or the Shanksville flight, in fact, did not strike any tower, and that there were E-10s that struck those buildings that did not have windows and had a pod underneath them. That was visually proved by multiple witnesses.
I'd rather stick to discussing Flight 93. I have a completely different view than you do about Flight 77, the plane that allegedly hit the Pentagon. I have a whole different interpretation of that. But I would rather just stick with
details,
what we agree on.
I can tell you, I have it from Air Force Academy people. I have it from inside of Space Command. I have it also from many other sources. That rate, and this is after 9/11, since our investigation started many years ago, that the E-10 struck the building. I have actual visual reports by people who actually saw the aircraft. They were not American Airlines aircraft. And the only way they could have struck them at that speed is if they actually had a beacon inside the towers to actually direct the aircraft, because they were near their flight maximum, and they couldn't with what's called the lift effect of flying into a building at that low altitude would have some very serious problems in coordinating actual direction to strike the tower right on the edge like they did. But anyway, we can get into that. What else did you find out financially and otherwise?
Well, what I found out about this financially recently is that this was discussed in my updated chapter on... I actually did an article on the Internet about this, too,
recently.
We know that the money was paid out, those put options and call options. The inside traders walked away with about $30 million in profits from those inside trades. And according to a professor in State University of New York at Buffalo, Paul Zaremka, he's been investigating this longer than anyone, and he shared what he knew with me about this. And the Securities and Exchange Commission had the paper trail with all those inside trades, and they knew who these people were, and they just covered it up.
So no one was...
That's what happened.
Like, if we had a grand jury, we'd pull these people in and find out how they got information and track it back to a person inside the government, inside the military-industrial space command complex, because this had to be coordinated between U.S. Space Command and NORAD, and the Air Force, and there had to be people on the know on the inside that also were leaking information to the financial cabal that were actually coordinating everything from the insurance, which happened 2 weeks beforehand. So this is a pre-planned months, many months beforehand. We're going to get...
Doctor, the thing that people need to understand is that this was not an airtight operation. There were mistakes made.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the insider trading is an indication. These people who were in the know, they just couldn't resist making...
Exactly.
Making a killing on them.
Stay right there. We'll be back in for a short second, for about 4 minutes. We'll be back in about 3 minutes or so.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back. We have a call from Nancy in California. Go ahead, Nancy.
There's a lot to this story, isn't there?
In fact, we could do many, many hours. I've been broadcasting over the last number of years and doing research behind the scenes. I know specific people by name at NORAD and U.S. Space Command. I have also inside military contracts in U.S. Air Force, basically top gun guys. So a lot of the anomalies are present. I also get the information from the U.S. Geological Survey, their actual data, including the levels of tritium and other anomalies that indicate there was the use of nukes and RDX, not superthermate, which was put forward by Professor Jones. And so a lot of the conclusions by him and people like Judy Wood, who talked about directed energy weapons, she would not know what a directed energy weapon if it hit her in the side of the head. She is...
I don't trust Judy Wood.
Of course not. Here's the issue. The most important thing to do is ask best questions. We don't have answers to everything, but we have so many answers. There's so many anomalies on the financial side, the fact it was pre-planning, the fact that there was some kind of special meeting at the dialysis unit in Qatar, put out by La Presse that there was something going on between the CIA, who cleared the entire floor in Qatar for the dialysis for Tim Osman, a.k.a. Osama bin Laden. And I can tell you for absolute certainty, Osama bin Laden did not coordinate this. This was done internally by the U.S. government, and it was to promulgate an illegal war. I think there was a peripheral bit of knowledge to Mr. Bush. He was probably just a, as they say, he's a, I heard the term, it's called meat puppet. He's a puppet, okay, just like Obama's a puppet. But the coordinators of this disaster, which, by the way, it was at the time when there was financial issues going on that could have crashed the world economy, and the distraction of having a major war and spending trillions of dollars on illegally going into Iraq is a good example of just how evil they are. And the disappearance of $2.3 trillion, and by the way, this money goes to things like dumps, deep underground military bases, off-world space projects, weird genetic engineering, and all kinds of advanced weapon systems that you have no idea really exist.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the women who was worked at the Pentagon said it was actually more than that.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that that's the case. It wouldn't surprise me at all that there was more money involved than that.
So, if you Google, do a Google, Mitt Romney / Dov Zakim / 9/11, it's a very interesting article you can read, and it even talks about how Dov Zakim was, I don't remember his involvement. He was involved.
He was a comptroller of the Pentagon. And he was a comptroller, the financial comptroller.
Yes, I know that.
Of the Pentagon at the time, yeah. So what's the connection with Mitt Romney, though? Because we know there is a connection between the Rothschilds and the Mormons. Pardon me?
When he was running for president, he had Dov Zakim as his foreign affairs advisor. It's interesting to note that over in Hungary, one of the mission homes was a former Rothschild mansion. It has marble floors. It's just this gorgeous building that was given to the church. So that is interesting. I also know that when right after all of this happened, BYU was scheduled to have some person come give the commencement speech. It was changed at the last minute. They had Cheney come give the commencement speech.
Right.
They would not allow protesters anywhere where it was visible. They controlled where the protesters could be. And when he was leaving, Cheney was leaving, he did a special handshake with Hinckley, who was the CEO, the president of the church.
Right.
There was a time when Bush also visited here, and there in Utah, and he was also photographed with making one of those handshakes, Bush and Monson. That was in the local paper. And anyway,
stay right there, Nancy. We have more to talk about. Invite questions, anybody on, especially 9/11 right now, but any geopolitical issue that may be peripherally connected. Stay right there, Nancy. We'll be back in just a moment. It's important to understand, if we don't understand and really know what happened at 9/11 and all the connections and the spider connections, we'll suffer much worse in the future.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Read the kind of like the promo that Mark sent to me regarding his new second edition of the book. It's a, of course, he's also, it's a second edition of what's called Black 9/11. The first book was what's called The 9/11 Mystery Plane. This is edition number two of Black 9/11. And I'll read it word for word. The expanded second edition will include a thoroughly updated presentation of the evidence for pre-9/11 insider trading and a breakthrough analysis of the fate of United Flight 93. It will also include two new chapters, one, a discussion of the until now unexplained incident at Camp David, and the other, a discussion of the National Reconnaissance Office, NRO, drill shutdown on the morning of 9/11 and my pending NSA appeal for the release of infrared satellite data recorded on 9/11, which of course will clear up where the American Airlines flights went on if it proves the theory that, in fact, there were E-10s or not. It'll prove also whether or not there was a missile, not an aircraft. There's no signs of aircraft parts of a large white-body jet on the lawn or inside the building. There's no indication whatsoever that an aircraft could fly at that altitude and speed without ground effect to prevent it. And all of the external things in the building and the external debris, there's absolutely no evidence that an aircraft struck the Pentagon. It was a missile, a cruise missile. This is really important. And we Nancy dropped, but if you're welcome to call in on this or any other issue, I'm just going to give a couple of the key facts here. Number one, I talked many years ago to Dr. Ward, who gave me some initial information. I got additional information from the U.S. Geological Survey that did the analysis of the debris of the 9/11 towers. I have actually 9/11 tower debris in my possession. I attempted to do radiological analysis because I have a background in radiochemistry. My old alma mater would not do it. I found literally every university in the Western world. My last attempt was a laboratory in Japan, and they took about a month or two to vet me and decide, no, it's geopolitically too charged for us to actually allow you to do testing. Even Geordie Labs here in America, not one lab in the world would allow me to do a radiological analysis of the debris of 9/11, which would very conclusively show, because isotopes, many of them decay and others don't decay, and they would still show signatures that a nuclear device was used. So there was an international conspiracy to suppress information about 9/11. If, in fact, the buildings were hit by, let's say, a terrorist bomb by, say, Muslims, and the mall between the two towers was present, and the full staff in both towers, we know Indigo, the messaging company from Israel, had no employees. A lot of the employees in Amex, in fact, my wife's first cousin, is a master of business administration. Her husband was as well. They were both told not to be in the building. He was in North Manhattan. She wasn't certain where he was that day. He was concerned that she was still in the building. She was told to not be there. She was at their summer home north of New York City. So he actually combed through the debris for a while, thinking that somehow he'd find some evidence that she still survived. Well, the people were turned to literally a paramagnetic dust, because when a nuclear blast hits you, the X-rays turn your water in your body, which is 70% water, into superheated steam at 100,000 degrees in a picosecond, and all your cells explode with an atomic vapor. The same with concrete, which is a paracrystalline liquid. One of the major components of it is water. Any other material that's paramagnetic, any metal, which includes aluminum, would immediately explode. Things like paper, wood, etc., would not, which is why there was paper blown all over the streets, etc. So all of the anomalies indicate, number one, 9/11 was an inside job done by our government against us, and to promulgate an illegal war to cover up financial dealings, and also the plans to hide trillions of dollars for unsupervised by Congress and the Senate, military and non-military projects, including deep underground military bases and off-world space projects. So you need to understand that 9/11 is a fulcrum event for what they're planning now, because over the last number of 7.5 years, Obama has met with the Resilient Cities Project. You can Google it yourself. This is not just a kind of a conspiracy theory. He's met with them many times. You can actually see that. You can also go to sites like Deagle, DEAGEL.com, a military site, and it talks about the reduction of the world population in America down to 65 million from 325 million now by 2030, which is also fits with the Agenda 2030. You have to understand they want to put with the residual population in 13 residual super cities of 5 million each, roughly. So there's some very dark things that they're planning. And if there's a cataclysmic disaster hitting our way, they're certainly not advising the population or preparing the infrastructure or doing anything for defense. Our current military strategies, for example, are directly designed to bring into conflict Russia. Russia is now offering a peace treaty because the potential now with NATO's plans and U.S. plans is that we would have direct military conflict with Russian aircraft and special forces, and we could have us killing them or them killing us, which could cause a military conflict which could escalate to a world war immediately. Russia sees the potential for this, doesn't want it. They simply don't want us to force regime change where 87% of the population supports Assad. Since we've been forcing this, including under Hillary Clinton and Obama, by the behest of banks, one of the major reasons for it is they want to have a pipeline that goes directly through Aleppo, which they, of course, continue to dispute over the military, what's called the industrial capital of Syria, directly from the Middle East and Qatar and these other nations, to bring pipe oil directly into Turkey, who has virtually no oil. 2 years ago, they finished a pipeline from Iran into Turkey. Of course, we have the Leviathan fields that FICO, the engineer that I met in Israel back in 1999, discovered the Leviathan fields off of Cyprus and also the fields near Zohar, near the old ancient cities near the Dead Sea. I told FICO the specific geology that I was shown supernaturally, and he confirmed that this was correct according to his geological analysis with ground-penetrating radar. And they'd already drilled to 12 to 14,000 feet. Hayseed Stevens had drilled up to 18 times and lost a drillfish bit at 18,600 and some feet, and had been returning at, by that time almost 30 times to Israel to try to continue this project. He had tried to obtain further funding in New York City just before he arrived in the before the feast of in the summer of 1999 at the Dead Sea. We were going to do a ceremony on the feast of a special Jewish feast at that day and say a prayer in Hebrew at the Elohim Perazim drill site, which is the god of the breakthrough drill site at the southwest end of the Dead Sea, right at the foot of Mount Sodom, which is a giant salt dome 26,000 feet deep that actually caps the largest batholith of oil on the planet. And in fact, FICO said specifically that their oil engineers had figured out that the destruction that occurred at the time of Abraham and Lot was the batholith of oil had somehow contacted the magma field running from a fault zone that went all the way from Turkey all the way south to the Lake Victoria in Africa. And when that hit, it caused a massive pyroclastic explosion that put debris into space and expanded the area that we now know as the Dead Sea. Much of this is a well-wide valley called the Valley of Siddim at the time of the Book of Genesis, which is not that long ago. So people need to know the geology of the place changed dramatically, and that geology occurred right at the time of Abraham and Lot, which is a specific time, I think somewhere around 3,500 years ago. So you get an idea that things are quite a bit different than what you might have assumed they are, and that the oil engineers in Israel already knew about this, and they knew that the largest oil deposit on Earth, also the largest deposit of minerals for growing food, is 95% of the world's population, the amount of these minerals, is right there at the southwest end of the Dead Sea. That's why the Dead Sea water, which makes up our MG12, is the highest mineral content of the most important minerals, and minerals govern life. They govern the vitamin content, the mineral content, and aging. In fact, without those minerals, you can't have aging, you can't have what we call Sabbath rest type of food that has all the vitamin mineral content. And part of the reason why people are getting sick is the soil is being depleted, because civilizations die from the soil up. As we use GMO food, as we destroy the soil, as we over-farm it, with pushing growth of plants, but not putting growth of plants with nutrients or vitamin content, the health of the individuals that eat it gradually deteriorates as their bodies can't sustain normal enzymatic, structural, and enzymatic proteins that actually maintain health. So these are all connected. So 9/11 was an inside job. It was planned out to double insure it. Believe it or not, the Aria complex in Las Vegas was funded by it. There are people inside U.S. Space Command and NORAD that know specifically. We have the Global Hop system, which is designed to actually control remote flight of aircraft, and it's been around for over 35 years. It was a special, more advanced system that was put in E-10s in Fort Collins, Colorado. And it's my understanding that from the visual analysis of people, multiple people that I've been in contact with that saw the aircraft, the E-10 pods were underneath the aircraft, and there were windowless aircraft the same size as American aircraft that went into the buildings. By the way, when an aircraft is loaded up with JPA jet fuel, JPA jet fuel, even in the nozzle of an aircraft, engine only burns at about 1,600 degrees. So if you put JPA jet fuel on your hand, you can light it, and it'll just simply sit there and burn from the top down and won't burn your hand. So the idea, it could vaporize giant girders, structural steel, glass, etc., and vaporize the entire towers is foolishness. So the jet fuel inside aircraft are not sufficient to do any significant damage to the outside shell of the building, the way it was designed. And for people to say that directed energy weapons were used, like Judy Wood, if there was a directed energy weapon, it would require a nuclear explosion to create the energy required, and it would cause an asymmetric fall of the building, and a debris pile would be huge. So you can dismiss that offhand, You can also dismiss thermate and super thermate, which were never used in demolition anywhere in the world. There was some research in super thermate in Israel, but it was never used as a demolition agent or even as a munition agent. So you can dismiss that. And the radiological information and the fact that it had impossible for me to even get debris analysis at labs anywhere in the world after I did my presentation with the actual data from the U.S. Geological Survey, and the trouble I had with the video company that actually refused to give it to me until I threatened to sue, tells you that my work, the work of Dr. Ed Ward, two nuclear scientists that I work that I were in contact with, and a munitions expert from Finland that was contracted by the Port Authority in New York, that document is still up on clayandiron.com, roughly 35 pages, that included an attempt in 1998 to contract with the Port Authority in New York with Mr. Silverstein to demolish the World Center towers that were already condemned as filled with asbestos and with bad air and basically a white elephant that would require a cost of $2 billion per floor to fix the floors and remove the asbestos from the girders. So I think we have a caller. What's your name and where are you from?
Dave from Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Dave, yeah, you're talking about the Oklahoma City bombings. And, you know, I was the exit examiner for all five special op team. My boss, Major George Schwinder, was not present. He was off in Fort Hood, Texas, doing airtime to maintain his airtime. When I had one of the five tell me in exquisite detail how he wanted to be checked out for radiation, I was like Becker, the series on TV. I said, look, you know, I'm a tough guy. I said, you know, if you don't tell me straight up what happened, I'm not going to do a damn thing for you. You can drop dead. So he spent 2 hours and 15 minutes, roughly, giving me exquisite detail how they found three radiation detectors went off scale, how they removed two U.S. Army Corps engineer micro-nukes from the building, how they removed RDX, and how they removed a C4 pineapple as well as a C4 on the pillars of the parking garage, and how this building... They also were the same team that went to the Khobar Towers in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and there was seven times more ANFO, which is this ammonium explosive material, and it only and the building was not structurally strong, and all it did to the Khobar Towers is blow in the windows and cause no structural damage to the girders or dissolution of the materials.
You made a comment the other day that the Twin Towers put us all on chemotherapy. What did you exactly mean by that?
Well, I'm a radiation toxicologist, okay? And what happens is when you, in the World Trade Center towers, the step-down transformers were on the outside walls of the building, and each building had 5,000 tons of step-down transformer liquid, which is an old-style way of actually having step-down transformers that were bathed in liquid dioxin, dibenzofuran fluid. So when those step-down transformers were vaporized, they actually released the 5,000 tons of step-down transformer oil, and it doubled, this is literally a fact, it doubled the amount of dioxins and dibenzofurans. Now, these are the two worst toxins for blocking a very important enzyme called the 5-folate reductase enzyme that converts folic acid to its 5-methylfolate to support your bone marrow methylation, myelination in your brain, etc. And it's literally identical to the effect that we use when one of the older chemo agents called 5-fluorouracil blocks the folic acid cycle to starve cancer, but it also, what it did is it basically increased the levels of 5-folate reductase blocking toxins literally in the entire troposphere of the planet by double. It doubled it.
You're kidding. So that you mean everybody, the entire planet will be affected by that?
Everyone on Earth, because it doesn't take long for it to spread into the troposphere, probably a matter of weeks. And
so,
the problem
so
is,
Dr. Deagle, what happened to us here in Oklahoma City when those micro, because I only live about 5 miles, so I heard that I was outside when that blast happened. What about all of us here in Oklahoma City?
The thing about micronukes is that it's very local, and there's not a lot of isotopes. The specific isotopes like polonium and so on that are present in micronukes doesn't leave a lot of debris that actually will cause damage to you personally. So believe it or not, you're not going to get really any significant damage. The problem is that when you have a debris pile and all the materials, the we call the vaporized concrete, people, anything paramagnetic like aluminum, those heavy metals were in people. And I took care for years of many, many 9/11 workers. In fact, I still have 9/11 workers, including firefighters, who are on the site that I'm still currently, quote, one of their doctors today. So when people say, well, you don't know, There's nobody on earth knows more specifically, including testing, heavy metals testing, lung test, DLCO, spiral stent section CT scans. I know it all, not just some of it. That's why no one, including Alex Jones or anybody who dares to bring me on their show and let me have free rein without trying to cut me off or try to direct the questions. I'm a fearful guy.
I'm a fearful guy if you bring the hell out of people.
Yeah, and let me tell you, it's not just this topic. That's why when I went on now 4 weeks ago on Clyde Lewis's show called Ground Zero Radio, he cut me off because he didn't want to hear the background as to why they were weaponizing literally releasing a gene plate. And, so stay right there. Don't go away, Dave. I want to expand on this because I want people to know I'm releasing information in every sphere that everyone else doesn't even dare to try to interview me and let me go loose. Okay? That's the facts.
Okay.
Back in a moment. Oklahoma City especially, they're terrified because they didn't deal with it. That's why we got 9/11.
Well, I heard you say that earlier.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
And welcome back. So, I put up this challenge, and I want people to understand that I'm really serious when I say this. There is not a question in any aspect of anything on earth that I will not try to provide you an immediate answer or a plan and a framework for finding the answer. Now, God had my day timer. I give all the credit to God because he put me in the position to become next down to the commander at CECOM for the Oklahoma City bombing. When I was calling in to Butch Posh Show, I'd already had a radio show on Clear Channel. I had one in Colorado Springs doing it. It's called Laughter is the Best Medicine on Clear Channel across America, because I like doing radio and I wanted to teach people things. And I had my co-host was a comedian, Mark Allen Curry, who was actually an Emmy Award-winning comedian. And we would crack jokes for 2 hours on a Wednesday evening down to Clear Channel headquarters in Denver. When I called him the Butch Posh Show, I got a call back from Alex Jones. He wanted me to come on and do a full show. And I did another a show with Butch Posh. And then a few months later, I got a call from the head of Genesis Network to do a program when I started back in 2005, doing a program on Genesis Network. And about a year or so later, I wasn't getting enough airtime, so it came to RBN. I was very happy here at Republic Broadcasting, but I called by Alex Jones about a year afterward because I got much more airtime. And I really liked Stat Muller and so on and the staff here. He offered me to come on, and he'd have specials with me every month, and he would do all these things and promote my show, et cetera, because he knew I had knowledge in areas that he needed to have an expertise of somebody brave enough to tell the truth that was inside the government, because I had presidential-level security clearance. You have to understand that.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor with presidential-level security clearance with a background in nuclear physics, chemistry, radiotoxicology, hazmat operations, et cetera, and I was the director of OCMED for Health South in Denver, as well as the director in Pekin, Illinois for OCMED at a hospital complex. Okay? So I'm not an average guy. Okay, got it? I have a photographic memory and a lot of areas of expertise, and I'm brave enough to tell people the truth. Okay?
Well, that's the part I like, is that you don't have fear. That's what I like.
My fear, my strength comes from God only. I mean, my family are support, but my strength comes from God. Now, what you have to understand is, and I have very few people willing to actually challenge me this, but I want them to know I'm not arrogant. I have run ahead of God and got myself in trouble where I made, statements, not based on falseness, but on running ahead thinking this is going to happen, that's going to happen. I traveled to 42 cities in Israel for the Prophecy Club. And the talk that I gave was called Iridium and the Mark of the Beast, because I took care of the Virtual World Project employees, some of them up to 6 years even after I left CECOM. And there's not an individual on earth that knows more specifically about the details about the Virtual World Project, otherwise if you want to call it the Matrix, and the system of a literally cybernetic copy of Earth than I do. Technically and spiritually, there's not a person on earth who has ever had a breath or a pulse. Now, people may think that's arrogant. It's important, because if I provide you the information, you'll know that the mark of the beast will eventually, if it's going to come at all, will come from America. There is no nation on earth can even touch the advanced technology in terms of data processing, space-based weapons, advanced engineering, and genetic engineering as America. We are centuries ahead of everybody else. Okay? Centuries.
Yes.
And we have to understand, even destruction of our jobs created by policies like NAFTA under Bill Clinton and policies of creating false wars under George Bush, all of this is evil. And we need to face it, that if we repent, like it says in 2 Chronicles, we will have a nation worth and fit to be called.
Ever since the Bushes and the Clintons came in power, this country has gone straight to hell.
The Bush-Clinton crime family. If you go to Bohemian Grove, the Hillbillies, which is the name of the Bush family, and the Clintons, I don't know what their family name is up there.
I've read that.
The what?
I've read that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They're hillbilly buddies up in Bohemian Grove worshiping the giant owl god and the devil, believe it or not.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.